We left off at the bottom Tosfos on the Pei Mod Beis, Der Mas Limtim Tzilomar, discussing to what extent Misasek is the Ptur unique to Shabbos, is a function of Melechus Masheves, or to what extent do we assume that it's a Ptur B'chol HaTaraku. We pointed out that the simple reading of the Gemara presents an absolute stira. On the one hand, Shmuel says Misasek is Chayiv B'chalom V'arayos, but that's Yotze Min HaKlal Shekei Nehene. And then Shmuel says that Misasek is Potter on Shabbos, that's also Yotze Min HaKlal, because Melechus Mavsheves Oser Torah. So what would the halacha be if it was neither Melechus Mavsheves, nor the case of Chalav and Varayas? So Tosus writes a very great Kiddush in Shabbos, and Lepayin Beis Mud Beis, and Tosus increases in Daf Yodes Mud Beis, that there are two different cases of Misasek. One can envision a case of Misasek from Heter to Yisr, and one can have a case of Yisr to Yisr. In both cases, lo nasa machshav aso, there wasn't kavanas hamaisa, but certainly there's a world of difference between them. In one case, a person simply intended to do that which is malachas heter, and it turned out as a fluke to be a malachas iser, a person is kavna habias atolosh, the nimsa machuba. And then you have the case of niskavin liklos hazeh, vitolash hazeh. So Tosfos writes the following Kiddush. In the extreme case of Heter Tisra, that's Misasek B'chol HaTaragula, Melechus Machsheves requires Mamish Yisavid Machshavaso, that your Machshav is absolutely carried out. And in such an instance, that is a tour simply of Melechus Machsheves Aser Torah, if it was Mi Iser Tisra. So we start to discuss the Kasha that Rabbi Vega raises in the Mishnah Shabbos and Perek Yotes, Mishnah Dalet. In the case that the Mole makes a terrible error, and he confuses the Shabbos and Sunday baby, and he ends up doing a bris milah on Shabbos of a baby whose bris milah is the coming day, so what fell off in such a case? So Rabbi Eliezer says in that instance, mamish shoge genisa daraisa, so he's chayiv chatos, and Rabbi Yeshua exempts from chatos only because of a new principle of tov v'dvar mitzvah. So the Gemara in Krisus and the Fiyutes writes the following, but what do you mean? That should be an instance of misasim. How can you envision a chiv carbon at all in those instances? Good, so the Gemara says that no, hanach litinokos, because holum akalka bechabura chayiv, misasek nami chayiv. Good, after all, if mekalkel is chayiv, misasek also is considered to be chayiv. And that's why Rabbi Eliezer is mechayiv chatos, Rabbi Yeshua says the ptur is only because of cases of tovid ramitz. So Rabbi Kveger writes the following, that chiddush of the Gemara of holum akalka bechabura chayiv, misasek nami chayiv, obviously is only relevant to a ptur of Melechus Masheves. Since Mekalka Bechavur is Chayiv, you see that there isn't the full halacha of Melechus Masheves regarding this halacha of Chovel, and therefore any aspect of Misasek, which is a function of Melechus Masheves, that also would not apply in this case as well. Good, you can take a look in the Beis Yaakov. What about Melechus Shinat Tzrich Lagufa, for example? That we'll have to discuss. Is that also a function of Melechus Masheves? Or is Melech Shinat Tzrich Lagufa a different tour of Shabbos? Because after all, what would the halacha be of Melech Shinat Tzrich Lagufa in cases of Chovel, for example? No? That's what the Nesivos discusses. But here simply, in order to say Mekalkel Iskayiv, it means that aspect of Mekalkel, which is written in Melechus Machsheves Aser Torah. So Bikveger writes, that case of Misasek, the Molo confused the omission with Shabbos. That's Misasek of Melechus Machsheves. Isn't that a case of Heter to Iser? He thought he was doing a mitzvah rab, but turned it to be an Iser daraisa. That should be Misasek b'chol HaTarakula. So irrespective of Melechus Masheves, you should be Potter. So therefore, in that case, there should be a Ptur of Misasek, even in dealing with the case of Chovel as well. Unless Rabbi Kveger writes, one is going to argue that this somehow is rooted in whether bris milah on Shabbos is Huchru Dechuya, and maybe one could argue the following. If you assume the concept of Huchru, certainly if you assume Lo Nemra, that the Gzeros HaKos of Yom HaShini tells us that in such a situation there is no Iser of Chilul Shabbos at all, this is not called Melech HaShabbos, then obviously it would be a case of Heter to Iser. This is in Yisasek, B'chol HaTarakula. But if you argue, perhaps that's not true, that the Isser really is Bimkom Omeid, it's just that the Kiyum B'bris Milah is Doche B'toras Dechuya, the Meleches Avera, the Meleches Shabbos. In such a case, maybe one could argue, even in the Shabbos case, that's comparable to Niskavin Litlo Shezeh, because of Atala Shezeh. In which case, maybe you could argue that's an iser tiser, and enochinami. For that, you have to come on to Meleches Machsheves Osur Torah. And since you're dealing with the Melech of Chovel, Hol Mekalka Bechavur Chaim, Misasek Nami Chaim. It so happens, as we mentioned, the Tosus assumes that Bris Milan Shabbos is only Duchuya, not Hutra. The Tosus in the very beginning of Abelazah the Milan, Kuf Laman Amar Aleph, Tosus is bothered by the following. The Chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer is not only as Bris Milan Docha Shabbos, but even Machshiri Milan Docha Shabbos as well. So therefore, the Gemara says the following. Let's assume, all of a sudden, the baby is in one area, and the knife is in another area. And it requires the Malach of Hotzah in order to transport the knife to the baby. Are you allowed to do that? So we assume, lahalach, obviously not, Bris Milah Dolcha Shabbos, but Machshiri Milah are absolutely not Dolcha Shabbos whatsoever. And their Pinach Hanami is considered to be Asa. We saw 2 days, even yesterday, as to whether we'll allow a Milah Achri in that case, if it involves Hotzah Daraisa. Good? Certainly for the Yisrael to violate the Yisrael of Hotzah. Out of the question. And Rabbi Eliezer disagrees. A great Kiddush that not only is Bris Milah Dolcha Shabbos, but even Machshirei Milah Dolcha Shabbos. So Tosus raised the following issue. Good, Machshirei Milah Dolcha Shabbos, according to Rabbi Eliezer. But Lachor, it's only true, this Tosus is Kiddush, if it's the Efshel Kayim Shneihem. If it's Efshel Kayim Shneihem, Mehecha Teisi. So therefore Tosus writes the following Kasha. Why is it necessary to carry the knife to the baby, which is a malacha daraisa of Hotzah? Why not carry the baby to a knife? Because Tosus' chiddush is that even when you're dealing with a young child, midaraisa chai nosei esatzmo, and carrying an infant is only nisid rabbanon. That's Tosus' kasha. Isn't there a way to avoid Hotzah entirely? That's Tosus' kasha. And Tosus' answer, it's even more of a Kiddush. Tosus writes, it's true that you're dealing with a young child, we'll assume midaraisa chaynosi esatzmo, but what about after the Bris Milah? After the Bris Milah, now the child is a chulam asukan? Here we're not going to assume chaynosi esatzmo. So carrying the child back to the mother, that Tosus assumes is an issa daraisa. Now the Rabban questions, why should that be? I understand you're dealing with a healthy, vibrant child who could walk. You can say chanosias atzmo. Rachman al-Tzal, a very sickly child, you don't say chanosias atzmo. What's the difference, an 8-year-old baby, whether he has his bris or didn't have his bris? In both cases, the child cannot do anything independently. Why in the world would you make that distinction, chanosias atzmo, before the Bris Milah and after the Bris Milah? That's what Tosus assumes. So then Tosus writes a further great chiddush that the Ramban disputes. No? So Tosus says, what are your choices? You can carry the knife to the baby now. That's nisa daraisa. Good? Or you can carry the baby to the knife, that's nisa d'rabbanan, and now what? You're going to leave the child there, the knife's in the field. You're going to leave the child in the field. No, now you have to carry the child back to the mother. So you're going to end up violating nisa d'raisa hotza anyway. So that's Tosus' great chiddush then, mahalacha. What are you gaining? No? It's either an issa d'raisa, nisa d'rabbanan, as opposed to just an issa d'raisa of carrying the knife. So therefore, even machil ha-kalaka would dictate carry the knife now, not the baby. That's a very great Kiddush, no? The Ramban disagrees with that also there in the Sugya of Kuf Lamed. Right now you have one decision to make. Issa d'raisa versus issa d'rabbanan. Good? The Ramban writes, Ein l'mitzvah l'shata. Make the decision right here and now. D'rabbanan d'raisa? Answer is d'rabbanan. In 10 minutes you're going to have to make another decision. You'll make another decision. But I have a right to violate an issa d'raisa now. Because by violating the Issa d'Rabbanan, down the road I'm going to have to violate the Issa of Hotzah Midaraisa. Who says you have a right to view things in such a broad perspective? Right? Perhaps at each juncture you have to ask yourself, what is the Hakala Kalchila? That's like the Ramban about Ishtapi Chamima. Good? That's Sugya and Daphne. Gimel and Alpha Dapi Arif, where the Ramban writes, right now you have a Bris Milah to do, do the Bris Milah. Right, the child's going to become a Cholam Asuk and you have to cook up water for the child. We'll handle that when we get there. But don't let that stop you from fulfilling the mitzvah right here and now. That's exactly what the Ramban writes in that sugya, Daf Kuf Lamed. No, it's not Tosus. It's full of Chiddushim. But the whole assumption of Tosus is an incredible Chiddush. And that is when it comes to Bris Milah on Shabbos, even Aliba the Rabbi Eliezer, You have to ask yourself, is it Efshar or Yefshar, L'kayim Shneim? And that's what the Ramban and the Ran, they're in Sugi and Shabbos, Nafkuf, Lama dispute as well. According to Rabbi Eliezer, if Mashiri Mila Mutter Bris Mila is Mamash Hutra, and Hutra means Afila B'makom, Shefshar L'kayim Shneim. So even if in principle, you could somehow imagine a way as to not violate this Isser, or violate only Issa Darabana and Issa Daraisa, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that Machshire Mila is Docha Shabbos, Heter Gomor. And therefore we don't apply the principle of Kom Makom She'ef Shalakayim Shneihem Den Mutter. Tosus assumes, even within the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, that no, unavoidable, yeah, then we'll talk. But if you can avoid the conflict, you must avoid it even, even the Rabbi Eliezer. Right? Ef Shalakayim Shneihem is Dukuya. That's Tosus Hashita. If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Yeradei and Reish Samach Vav, you have a fascinating machlokas, the Machaber and the Ramah. Right? In earlier times, they used to be Machabed two Moalim to perform Bris Milah. One to remove Dor Hamila, and the other to remove or to roll back Dor HaPriya. What about on Shabbos? So the Chumra of the Machaber is, during the week, this is fine. But on Shabbos, this cannot be done. Because Mol, number one, is being Machal Shabbos. Right? He's removing Dor HaMila. Is the mitzvah of Mila fulfilled? No, that Mol Lo Para, Kilo Mol. So Mol, number one, is doing Chilo Shabbos Daraisa, but there's no key mitzvah of Bris Mila. So therefore, that's not an option. So a single Mol on Shabbos, the one who is Machal Shabbos, he is the one who must see to it that the mitzvah of Bris Mila is fulfilled. And the Rama writes that no. Just as during the week, so too on Shabbos. You can have two different Moalim. And the Rama writes, how do I know that this is true? The Rama says, how is this different than Avodas HaKarbanos? The Kohen, let's say, does the Maaseh Shechita. No, that's the Kiras Neshama Mamish. Chilul Shabbos. You'll tell me that, no, for this purpose, it's mutter. But is there any halacha that the Kohen HaShochet has to do every stage of Avoda? He has to do everything. That the mitzvah of carbon is fulfilled b'shlemus al-yidei Kohen zeh? Certainly not. If he were just to do the Shechita and leave and nothing else would happen, that would be an act of Chilul Shabbos Shalul Tzorech. But as long as the Avoda plays out, it doesn't require that this Kohen has to do everything. As long as it's considered to be al-pidin, part of Ma'is Avodah, that's considered to be sufficient. So just like you can have a Kohen HaShochet, you can have a Kohen who moves Dor HaMila. Obviously, if they stop there, it's terrible. But as long as the Bris Mila is fulfilled, that's sufficient. So the Gon writes, right there in Reish Samach Vav, is the following Chiddush. Can you equate the mitzvah of Bris Mila and Bris Mila and Shabbos to Avodah Sakarbanos? Because the Gemara is explicit, Yuman Daf Mem Vav, that Avoda on Shabbos is Hutra. The Pasuk says to bring these Karbanos on Shabbos, explicitly. That's Hutra. The Gon writes, if something is Hutra, you don't require the Kiyum Mitzvah to be Matir necessarily. Like we saw, for example, the Machlokas Rambam and Ravid. If you hold, for example, Kilayim Big Day Kun is Hutra, so the Ravid writes, Afila Shalom B'Shas Avoda. The Chetz of Big Day Kun is exempt from Kilayim, even if the Kohen wears it when he's not doing the Avoda. If you hold like the Rambam Shita, Dechuya, so therefore the Kiyum Avoda is Matir. So if a Kohen will wear the Big Day Kun without the Kiyum Avoda, it's an Issa D'Araisa. So that's what the Gon explains. Of course the Gemara says that Avoda can be done by various kohanim. But is that relevant to Bris Mila? If Bris Mila is that which is Dechuya, so therefore the Kiyum Mitzvah is Matir. That's the Kiddush of the Mechaber. So the Kohen who's Mechal Shabbos, he is the Kohen who must fulfill the Mitzvah Mila. Mashenkin when it comes to cases of Avoda. So perhaps this is very relevant to our issue. Whether you would call the Nisaseh of a Sunday and Shabbos baby, heter tisser, isser tisser, perhaps it's a function, this question. If it's hutra, heter tisser, that's kol haTorah kula. However, Tosus, who assumes that Bris Mila on Shabbos is duchuya, so maybe not kinami. So then it's comparable to Isser Ve'Isser. There you have to come on to the Torah of Meleches Matsheves. That's exactly what the Gemara says, that Tinokos, Hol Mekalk B'chabur HaKayim, Mizasek Nami Chayim. Rabbi Kiveger says that Tosus is very difficult. So how does Rabbi Kiveger understand that that sugya increases in Aputes? Whether Misasik is Lacha B'chala Torah Kula, or whether it's unique to Melech HaShabbos. So after Rabbi Kiveger and the Chuvas and Simen Ches, that we touched on earlier, when we were discussing Onis, is Onis just a Ptur Korban? Or is Onis a Hafka? It's not considered to be a Maisa Veira. What about when it comes to Misasik? Is Misasik just a Ptur Korban? Or is Misasik more than that? It's not considered to be a Maisa Veira whatsoever. So Rabbi Kiveger writes the following Chiddush. Misasek is a Ptur Karban. It is a Maisa Aveira. If it's B'shogeg, a person had absolute Kavanas HaMaisa, he just Omer Mutter, he thought this was allowed, and then you're Chayiv HaKarban. If there wasn't even Kavanas HaMaisa, despite the fact that it is a Maisa Aveira, there's no Chayiv Karban, no need for Karban. Rabbi Kiveger writes, how do I know that this is true, that Misasek is called a Maisa Aveira? Is it ever possible to have a knas for that which is violated? Ayidei misasek? Like we discussed in Daf Beis. If he gives man kol niseis, chalas mishlo, chalas petruma, if that is just simply not a form of nisu in deraisa drabanan, but all it is a knas, so can that knas apply to makam ones? In the case of Persanida, for example. Can you have a knas in the case of misasek? So Rabbi Kiveger writes, it's clear, absolutely yes. How is that so clear? Chametz of Lava Pesach. We assume, like the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that Chametz of Lava Pesach is only a Knas Drabana. That's the Gemara Masechta Daf Kaf Tes Simen Aleph. Why? Because you violated by Rabbi Matzeh. Rabbi Huda writes, Chametz of Lava Pesach is an Issa Daraisa. Nothing to do with the violation of Rabbi Matzeh. According to Rabbi, unbelievable, if a guy owes chametz on Pesach, you, Yisroel, cannot eat it l'achra Pesach. You can't eat chametz on Pesach if it's owned by a guy. You can't eat chametz l'achra Pesach if it was owned by a guy. Chametz of l'achra Pesach is also. We pass like Rav Shimon, no, it's a knas. Oh, if it's a knas, then you have to ask yourself, who owned this chametz? If the guy owned the chametz, there was no Yisroel, by Rabbi Matzeh, there's no knas. If it was chametz or Shai Yisroel, then there's a knas of by Rabbi Matzeh. So the Mechaber writes in Tav Mem Ches that this is a knas to Rabbanan. We passed like Rav Shimon, that's clear. And the Mechaber writes that this knas applies not only b'mezid, but even b'shogeg is learned. Even b'shogeg. So the Kveger writes, what's the case of shogeg? Shogeg could be the following case. I absolutely, positively know that I own chametz during Pesach, but you know, I didn't realize that was aser. I knew you couldn't eat chametz, but I didn't know you can't own chametz. Good, that's a case of shogeg. That's omer mutter. The difficult Rabbi ever points out is that's not how it's presented in Shulchan Aruch. How the extreme case that a person doesn't know that there's such a thing as bayim b'matzeh. The way it's presented in Shulchan Aruch is the following. A person who is unaware that he owned chametz on Pesach. Lo and behold, right, all of a sudden I see that there's chametz in this room. I didn't anticipate that that was true. And there was no mechiras chametz and so on. The Yerushalmi writes, even though midaraisa bitul bal masagi, Yerushalmi writes bechidush Rabbi Yochanan that that's insufficient for chametz lava pesach. Bit alone is not going to solve the whole world's problems of chametz lava pesach. So all of a sudden it turns out that there was chametz that you didn't realize. So Rabbi Kiveger writes, you didn't realize that you own this chametz. That's shogeg. That's not shogeg, that's mamish nisasek. Niskarnat biasatolush, v'nimtza mechubur. You were clueless, and all of a sudden it turns out that you did something wrong. How in the world can you have a knas? Rabbi Kiveger writes, you see that nisasek is a maisaver. And therefore the chametz can slap a knas in a case of a person who didn't even have any kavanas hamaisa whatsoever for the Yisra of Bayram Bayimatzah. That's Chiddush one of Rabbi Kiveger. Then Rabbi Kiveger goes a step further. This is only true b'chol haTorah kula. That misasek is a ma'isa avera but a p'tur karban. When it comes to Shabbos, in order to be a malach daraisa, what do you mean? Malachas nafshevis asr Torah. If you're clueless, this is not called malachas nafshevis. Meaning that misasek in hilchos Shabbos is heter gomor. It's not called a ma'isa avera. How can that be called a malachas umnus? So that's Rabbi Kaveger's finish. That the Chol HaTorah Kula, it's a Ptur Karban. Now Shenken in Shabbos, it's a Hafkah, it's not a Maisav there at all. And that's the Sikh increases, not your test. So B'chalav Varayos, you're Chayev a Karban, that's a Yotzim in a Klal. Shekeinene. Shabbos is Yotzim in a Klal, Melechus Machsheva Sesser Torah, it's not called a Melechus Yisr. And what about everything else? What about Shechut Echutz? It's an Issa Daraisa, but Patrim in a carbon. It is a Maisa there, but there's a Ptur carbon. That's the beautiful Kiddush Rabbi Kaveger. Is there any nafkamina as to whether it's a Ptur carbon or whether Al-Pidin, it's ain't a Maisa there, a cloud? So Rabbi Kaveger writes, there's nafkamina of Kim Maybid Rabbi. A person is Machal Shabbos Daraisa, amazing, good. So in such a case, no, the guy's Chayiv Kareis. Hasrei's Chayiv Skiloi, Sportim in Hamamon. Let's say guy's Machal Shabbos B'Sholgei. So that's Talavei Chizkiah. Chavim Yisra Sholgein, Pturim in HaTashlumim. Let's assume a person is Machal Shabbos B'Nisase. And that same act causes some type of damage. What's the story? Do you apply Kim Leder Avinei or do you not? So Rabbi Kaveger writes, no Kim Leder Avinei. Kim Leder Avinei does not have to be Asra, it doesn't have to be Mazid, but you do have to have a Mais Avera. If this is called Heter Gomor, if it's not a Mais Avera, you cannot apply Kim Leder Avinei. Like the Suffolk Rabbi Kaveger, the Chedushim and Ksuvas and Aflamid. Is there Kim Leder Avinei B'Makom Ones? If you hold like that Kiddush, the Reb Chaim, and so on, Hafkos HaMaisa, Nasis Me'emav, how can you say Kim Leder Avinei? There was no Aver. If it's just a Ptur Karban, then you can apply Kim Leder Avinei. That's Rabbi Kaveger's Kiddush. Rabbi Kaveger writes, this is a Gemara. The Gemara Bava Kamada, Pavav Mabez, writes the following Kiddush. Haisa Evin Munachas Becheiko. A person has a large rock that's on his lap. And all of a sudden, he stands up. And the rock starts rolling. So the Gemara says the following. B'nizakin chayim b'shabes fotu. If that rock rolls and smashes a kli, he's chayim for that. That's part of other mu'adol. On Shabbos, if he stands up, the rock rolls, and now it goes mishus to rishus. So in such a case, he's fotu. So what is that case? B'nizakin chayim b'shabes fotim. Rabbi Kaveger just adds the following chiddush. It doesn't mean, right, necessarily only two separate cases. On Hezek you're chayim on Monday, and on Shabbos you're potter for hotzah. It means no, the mamish exact same case. Nafal micheko b'shabes v'shiber es hakli. On Shabbos the guy stands up and the rock rolls, and on Shabbos it breaks the kli. What's the halacha? Yichayim b'nezikin. That's Rabbi Kaveger's Kiddush. Why? Because that's not just a Ptur Karban. That's not called a Maisa Verav Hotzah. So therefore on Shabbos you'll be Chayim b'nezikin. I can later Avinei. No, that's the Kiddush of Malachas Machsheves Asr Torah. That's the Kiddush of Rabbi Kaveger. Two halachos of Misasek, B'chol HaTorah Kula Ptur Karban, and Shabbos, it's a Hafkah, it's not a Maisa Avera whatsoever. One could even argue, this Rabbi Kaveger does not mention, but one could even argue the following. So Misasek Midarais is not called a Maisa Avera at all. Is Misasek Mutar L'Chatchila? Yeah, there's some cases of Misasek where the person didn't intend to do anything at all, where you can tell the guy asur lechatchila to do the misasek, he thought he was doing mamash and leches heter. But what about those grayer cases, like an iser to iser case? No? So good, you'll tell me deraisa, it's not called a maisa aver at all, because it's not called leches masheves. But certainly misasek is potter, no? Potter of losser. There's an iser of misasek. It's an iser drabanan. Where did this iser drabanan come from? The iser drabanan misasek. Once you have Rabbi Kveger's model, you understand very well. B'chol Torah kula misasek is a p'tur karban, but it's an aver daraisa. And on Shabbos, it's a p'tur because of Malachas Machsheves. Yes, that's our old Tosus Anida, Daflamet and Yuma, Daflamet Hey. No? L'hashvos of the Shari Surei. No? That's very common. That whenever you have a p'tur of Malachas Machsheves, good, midaraisa, but midrabanan, we're going to level the field. So if Misasek is a Maisa Vera, B'chol Torah kula, so therefore it's going to be Osir Darabanan on Shabbos as well. So Misasek is Potter on Shabbos, but Potter level Osir. The Nesivus assumes, not necessarily true. Maybe the whole assumption of Rabbi Kveger is very difficult. Rabbi Kveger's starting point is Misasek is a Maisa Vera just of Tur Karvan. And what's the raya? Chomesh Lev Al Pesach. So the Nesivus writes in Makar Chayim, in Taf Lamed Aleph, and also in Taf Mem Ches, can't bring any raya from Bal Yeram Bay Matzeh. One could argue that B'chol HaTorah Kula Misasek is not called the Maisa Vera at all. With one very reasonable exception, Bamed Dvarim Amurim, when the Torah requires a Maisa Avera. When the Torah requires a Maisa Avera Bekum V'Esei, one could argue, Misasek is Hafkos HaMaisa, Nasus Me'elav. But the Nesivus points out what is uniquely true regarding Bayram Bay Matzeh. The Torah doesn't demand any Maisa Avera. The Isser is B'Shev Al Tasa. Sitting back and doing nothing and maintaining the status quo, possessing your chametz, that's the Isser. So Nesivus writes, the fact that you can have a knas, even though there wasn't any, so to speak, Kavana Samaisa, of course that's true in Bayram Bay Matzeh. Because the Avera was not Mechayev any particular Maisa Avera. But in other cases, for example, like a Shchut Echutz, where Maisa Shchit is necessary, one could certainly argue that Misasek is Afkos HaMaisa, it is not called an act of Shchut Echutz. That's the heart of the Nesivus. One must be very careful in assuming that what is true of Bayram Bay Matzeh would be true in other such cases. This chiddush that misasek can be understood on two levels, kol haTorah kula, melechus Shabbos, melechus machsheves aser Torah, and that the whole melacha of netilas neshama, of chovdel, chabura, is exempt from the requirements of melechus machsheves. This could be relevant for another issue as well. Many of you raised the difficulty regarding Psik Reisha to L'Neichale. How do you define L'Neichale? So Rashi writes, L'chor is the Devar Poshut, and Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Gimel, L'Neichale means Lo Ichpasle. And that's how Tosfos presents the Shitas Aruch as well. When the Aruch says that Psik Reisha L'Neichale is Mutar L'Chatchila, what does that mean? That the person is not nehene from that secondary act. For example, the ara de chavrei. So I'm going ahead and just cutting wood because I need the wood for a specific purpose. La'achila, prachilas behema. The fact that it results in yipui ara, lo'ich pasli. That's called a psikresh, l'neichale. So Pasha Psham the Gemara, to argue, Arda Chavrei means, well, Nechalei Mamish, means Olech Pasul. So Rabbi Kvenger, that's the Gimel Kuv Gimel, tells you to take a look at the Rashi and Dapayin Hei. Well, Rashi says differently. The Gemara is describing Hatsod Chilazon V'Hapotzen. A person captures the Chilazon, he is squeezing it out in order to extract the dye for Tcheles. That certainly is the case of Mamish L'Nechalim. The case of Netilas Neshama. By squeezing out the Chilazon could die. The Gemara says that, look, that that's the case of L'Nechale. Why is that L'Nechale? Because the Gemara says, after all, the Kamed De'is Fe Neshama Tfe Nechale. The dye is purer if the Chilazon remains alive. When the Chilazon dies, all of a sudden, all types of impurity now will impact on the dye. So clearly that case is a case of lo nechalei mamish. Not the guy doesn't care whether the Chilazon lives or dies. He wants the Chilazon to remain alive. Okay. So if all Rashi would have done, and that's Sugya Avayin Hei, is just tell you that that's a case of lo nechalei mamish, that wouldn't have been a stira. That's a fact. Of course it's not Nechalei. It's not Lo'ich Paslein. But Rashi goes a step further. Rashi writes, the Chimo de Rab Shimon, the Midi de Lo'ich Paslein. Rab Shimon would be Moden in a case of Lo'ich Paslein. So that's the problem, that line in Rashi. If all Rashi would have said is that this is a case of Lo Nechalei Mamish, that's a fact. But then Rashi says, because if it will be lo'ich paslei, Shmuel would agree that it's aser. That means Rashi seems to argue that the concept of psikresh l'nechle is only l'nechle mamish. But if it's lo'ich paslei, it's aser even according to Rabbi Shimon. What do you mean? And what about the case of the sugyan of Kuv Gimel? There Rashi seems to indicate that you require l'nechle mamish. If you look in the Sfas Emes, and that's Sugya, Shabbos, Nefayin Hay, suggest the following Kiddush. Lo Nechale. Is that a halacha b'chala Torah kula? Or is that a function of Lechus Matshemes? To suggest in Rashi the following Kiddush, that maybe one can distinguish between lo nechalei mamish as opposed to lo eich paslein. If it's something which is absolutely undesirable, lo nechalei mamish, that is relevant b'chol haTorah kulah. I like the case of Sirus, for example, that we discussed. No, the guy absolutely dreads that possibility, or that necessary effect if it's obsecration. That lo nechalei mamish, yeah, that's something which is relevant to chalot harakula. What about lo ich paslein? The guy has no aversion to it happening. It's just that. He doesn't desire it. It's not a conscious act. Couldn't care less. So here the Sfas Emes writes the following Chiddush, that lo ich paslein, that's a function of Lechus Matshemes. When a craftsman does such a thing, a craftsman clearly, deliberately intends to accomplish this goal. It's not just that he avoids that which is lo nechale. Everything is mamish nechale. So that's the Kiddush that he writes. If you're dealing with the sugyan daf kuf gimel, very good. What's the malacha? Kotzer. Kotzer is bound by malachas mashavis. So in order to label something as a psikresh, l'nechale, That's all you need, is no ichbas lay. That's what the Gemara says, the ka'avid bar de chavrei. But you hate the guy. No, just you don't care. That's fine and good when it comes to kotzer. The difficulty is, the sugi and the ayin hay is dealing with netilas neshama. That's chovel, that's chavala, that's mekalkel b'chabur misasik namichayim. There's no p'tur of meleches machsheves. So if there's no p'tur of meleches machsheves, how does the Gemara say that a psik reisha d'lan eicholay? That's the chiddush of Rashi. That a psik reisha d'lan eicholay for the melacha of netilas neshama, for asiyas chabura, for chovel, that must be lo neichalei mamish. And if it would be lo ichbas lei, here Rav Shimon would be molded that it's asr. Because lo ichbas lei, right, is the p'tur of meches machsheves. B'cholot Torah kula, right, lo neichalei means lo neichalei mamish. And that's the chiddush. The Sfasemis suggests from Yashiv that appearance to your nation. If you look in the mirror in Shabbos, the Chavtesim of Beis, and Dramaskum, Yikomakom, Miri suggests the following Kiddush. We began discussing the Or of Tosus, Mutu Lechat Chila, and Yisid Rabbanon. The Miri suggests the following Kiddush. If it's something which is Lo Neichalei Mamish, that's Mutu Lechat Chila. If it's something which is lo ichpas lei, that's a nisid rabbana. Matosus presents it as being a nisid rabbana. Dorot presents it as being mutlach hatchila. The Miri has third possibility. Lo neichalei mamish is mutlach hatchila. If it's lo ichpas lei, that's a nisid rabbana. And according to the Chiddush of the Sfas Emes, you can make very good sense out of that. Yeah, that's our Tosus and Yuma. Daf Lamed Hey, right? Lahashvos alishari suri. No, psigresha do nechalei mamish is a halacha b'chol atarakula. That's mutl chachima. But psigresha do echpaslei is just a p'tur of leches machsheves. So that remains in Yisrael Rabbana. That's the chiddush mafurish in the Miri. Right, that difference of lechpaslei lo nechalei. Even with that distinction, perhaps, that could fit into Rashi. It's a possibility. The Sugya Daf Kuf Gimel does not say mutter, the Kavid Arda Chavrei. That was Tosus' whole diuk, no? What did the Arda say? Psigreshal Nechle is mutter chachila, the Kavid Arda Chavrei. And what did Tosus say Daf Kuf Gimel? No, the Gemara doesn't say that it's mutter. There the Gemara is talking about Chiyav Chatos. All the Gemara says is you need a shear for the Chiyav Karban, but it's Nisid Rabbanan. The Sukiya and Daf Ayin Hey, not necessarily. There the impression of the Gemara is that Hatzar Chilazim of Hapotso, there's no Isra of Netilas Neshama at all. If that's true, according to the Miri, one could argue as follows. That the sugya daf kuf gimel, you don't have to assume l'neichle mamish. L'ichpasle is sufficient. There the Gemara got into a technical difficulty of why you need a shear for the karban if yipiyara is called the who. So the answer is that here it's not an isadarais of yipiyara because of l'ichpasle. But the Gemara daf ayin hay, which seems to indicate in Sarchi Lazan Vapotso that there's no iser at all, that you have to argue is a case of Lonechle Mamish, according to the Miri. Maybe that's Shikas Rashi. That's why Rashi writes in Daf Ayin Hey, that's a case of Lonechle Mamish. Because otherwise we would have expected the Gemara to say this is not Mutter, this is an Isra of Netilas Neshama Midrabanan. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Gimel, which is purely talking about the Dindaraisa, as Tosus is Hodiyuk. So in such a case, that's why the Gemara is satisfied in saying it's sufficient to call it Barda Chavrei, which is the Lich Paslai. This is the background, right, for the sugya and davav of Mesuchrayat and Nezayasa. The Gemara tells us that you're using a cloth, right, as a bottle stopper. So asla hadok ib yamatov. That cannot be done on Shabbos and Yom. Why? Because it results in schita. Isn't it davar shenim iskavein? So here's where the Gemara says, no, this is a case of psikresha. And therefore, it's considered to be asur. Which malach are we dealing with? In this case, in ksuvat avar v'mala. So Tosfos already mentions two possibilities. Rashi just simply tells you that this act is asur mishum shechita. What malacha is this? So Tosfos mentions at the very beginning, the Ramaskal High, shechita, which is chayv mishum malabe, it's part of the laundering process, and that's because the Rabbeinu Tam. Quite difficult, no? Why is this true? Because Rabbeinu Tam writes that here we're talking about shamashkim. We're not talking about, right, water, other liquids. And other liquids is derek lichluch. That one doesn't cleanse the garment, that soils the garment. So you can only be chayiv mishum libun if it's derek nikayam, not if it's derek lichluch. And how does Rabbi Natam know that that's true? So Tosfos brings a couple of rayas. Because if you look in the Gemara and the Kuf Lamed Tesla Days and Shabbos, it's a very important sugya of Borer. The Gemara says, Nisanin es yayin besudarim. Very great Kiddush. You're allowed to use a cloth to filter wine. That process of filtration is not an Isra Borer. Our Tosfos is bothered. So forget about Borer. Let it be asur mishum shechita. Because doesn't the Gemara tell us that you're not allowed to saturate a cloth? Because you may come to wring it out. I mean, what's the answer? That's only if it's derech nikayon, not if it's derech lichluch. And therefore, misanin es hayayin. Of course there's no problem of libun. Same thing is true when it comes to sugyan beitz and aflamin. The Mishnah tells us in beitz and afkav testament beitz, hamevi kadayayin. If a person is carrying kadayayin on yantiv, so good, you're allowed to do so because it's melechas ochon efesh. But the Gemara suggests you should do so al yedei shinui, as Rashi writes, in order that it doesn't have the appearance of maisa dechol. What would a shinui be? So one of the possibilities the Gemara suggests is nifros sudra ilave. You have an open pitcher of wine, so put a cloth on top of it. Put a cloth on top of it. So again, our Tosa says, isn't that a problem? The cloth will become saturated. Isn't there a gzeira mishum shechita? So again, Tosa says that no, this is all libun. And there's no yibun with maybe kadayayin. It's only mayim. So how can you say that this case, Mesuchrayat Nezayas, is aser, and shechita, which is chay mishum alabein, doesn't apply to shamashkin? So Rabbi Natam comments that no, this is not schita which is mishum alabe, this is schita which is chayiv mishum mefarik. Told the dash. Schita can be one of two malachos. Rabbi Natam now was further bothered. Can this be a case of disha? What happens? You're going to go ahead and squeeze that cloth out, and what happens now with the wine? Holech li'ibud. Tosfos writes, you can't be chayim for disha if it's holech li'ibud. Mefarek requires tzarech lamashken. So that's a very great kiddush. So Tosfos writes, two different dinim daraisa, okay, as to whether schita is chayim yishum alabin, whether it's chayim yishum dosh. If it's malabin, it has to be derech nikayo. Number one. Number two is that you're certainly chayiv even with halech li'ibud. That's what you normally do. No, you launder something and you wring out the water, and the water just pours out and is wasted. You don't reuse the dirty water. If it's disha, it's even derech lichluch, shamashkin, but it's only b'tzarech lamashkin. Those are Tosfos' two differences, daraisa. whether you're dealing with Shechita which is a told of Malabin or a told of Mefari, told of Dash. Any other difference? As to whether we're dealing with the case of Malabin as opposed to Mefari? So Chiddush that Rashi has in Shabbos, Nakuf Memhei. Rashi writes, this is also Sugya that Tosus refers you to. The case of Kavashim. You have your pickles that have been soaking in liquid, part of the pickling process. Am I allowed to now squeeze the pickle in order to get out some of that excess juice? So in Shabbos, Nafkuf Memhei, Rav says it depends. If it's legufan, if you're doing it to improve the pickle, then it's mutter. If it's lemeimehen, if you're doing it to extract and to use the juice, in such a case, potter. It's the following difficulty. Why is lemeimehen potter? Why is that potter? Shouldn't that mamish be an absolute issur? Why isn't that real mefarei? Squeezing the object to extract its juice. Why do we say lemeimehen is only potter? So Rashi writes the following chiddush. Rashi de Maskel Potter. You know why it's not real mefarek? So Rashi writes the following chiddush. Shalom Godal Besalchan. That's a very important chiddush. What does that mean? The pickle juice is not a natural unit. You squeeze a grape in order to extract its juice. That's mefarek. Here, how did you begin? You started out with a cucumber, and you let it soak for a long period of time, and now the juice was absorbed. And now you're extracting juice that was simply absorbed, but it wasn't the natural unit. Rashi writes, the malach of dash is separating or extracting a natural compound. If it's artificial, lo gadol b'salchan, you're never going to be chayim, mishum disha. That's a further difference, right, between dash as opposed to malabin. Disha, Rashi writes, requires a natural unit. That's certainly not true of malabin. Malabin means you take a dirty cloth, you saturate it in water, and you squeeze it out. Did you ever hear this principle of Rashi before? Shlo gadol b'salchan. But you probably knew this finish of Rashi in a different context, no? What's this called? It sounds crazy. What's this called? Ain't tochen, achet tochen. That you've heard of, no? The Chiddush L'Ram and Shabbos, Nafam Abayzim L'Av Madap Yerib. Ain't tochen, achet tochen. Why is that true? Sounds like Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It has nothing to do with Ein Bishul Achar Bishul. It has everything to do with this Rashi, Shlo Gadol B'Salchan. What does Ain't tochen, achet tochen mean? Very unclear, but that's what the Chazon Ish writes. In Siman Nun Zayin. It means the malach of tochen is breaking down a natural unit. That's what disha is. Separating a natural unit. Tochen is breaking down a natural unit, by definition. If it's tochen, achar tochen, what does that mean? That it was reconstituted. You took your grain and you pulverized it, now it's flour, that's tochen. And how did you get it back to a single mass? So you baked your challah. That's ein tochen, achar tochen. Now this wasn't a natural unit. That's the chiddush the Chazon Ish writes. That ein tochen, achar tochen is exactly lo gadol b'salchan. That's Rashi's chiddush, Adash. Reg Leital writes a similar chiddush. Reg Leital is found in the Malach of Tochen, in Simen Chav Aleph. He writes the following. You know why ein tochen, achar tochen? It's a similar concept, but slightly different. Similar, because tochen only applies to gedulei karka. And challah is not gedulei karka. A grain is gedulei karka. Right? You break it down, that's tochen. You reconstitute it, your creation is not gedulei karka. So that alpidin is that ain't tochen achar tochen. So those are important differences between dash as opposed to melame, mikayin as opposed to lichluch, tzarech lamasha as opposed to holech liibur, and Shlo gadol b'salchan, whether it must be a natural unit True of Tochen, true of Dash, not true of Malavin, obviously. That's the definition of the Malavin. Now, our Tosfos says a great Kiddush. When it comes to Malach of Dash, you're only chayiv if it's tzarech lemashke, if it's holeichli ibud, absolutely not true. Why is that true? How do you know? That you're only chayiv for Dash if it's tzarech lemashke, holeichli ibud, you would not be chayiv. So here there's several possibilities. One possibility is this is not unique to Dash. This is true, B'chol HaTorah Kula. What's this called? P'sik Reisha, D'lanei Chalei. That's how Tosfos begins presenting this Chiddush. Something which is Halech Li'ibud. Yeah, but isn't it a P'sik Reisha? What's the answer? The Aruch. It's a P'sik Reisha, D'lanei Chalei. So here in our Gemara, you're intending simply to insert the cloth. I argue extracting the juice, which should be a problem of Dash. The answer is, what do you mean? It's Holeich Li'ibud. And therefore, it's a P'sik Reisha, which according to the Aruch is Mutar L'Chatchila. We're going to have to see then, according to the Aruch, why the Gemara says, Asla Duk L'Bi Amitavu? Why is it Asr? If it's Holeich Li'ibud, it should be a P'sik Reisha L'Nechle, which is Mutar L'Chatchila. The other possibility is, forget about the principle, Chol HaTorah Kula P'sik Reisha L'Nechle. This is part of the definition of Dash. This is what Tosfos discusses in Shabbos in Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, the Ramaska B'Tzarech Le'Yitzin. The Gemara has the following Kiddush. The member of Rav Kahana. Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. Person goes out to his yard and he prunes for a twofold purpose. Number one is he proves in order to improve the quality of the plant, of the tree. Number two, he needs the wood. So Rav Kahana says, you're chayiv shtayim. Promoting the growth of the tree, that's noteya, that's zareya. And tzarech le'etzim is kotzer. So Rav Kahana says, for that one act of cutting, you're chayiv two karbanos. Zomer v'tzarech le'etzim chayiv shtayim. Tosfos raises the following kasha. If it would be zomer alone and not tzarech le'etzim, you only be chayiv once, apparently. Why? Because your motivation is only to improve the tree, to prune. You don't intend to use the branches that are cut. So zomer alone is chayiv once, or leitzim is chayiv shtayim. So Tosfos says, wait a second, this shouldn't be that simple. This should be dependent on our Rabbi and Rabbi Shimon of Malacha, Shino Tzrich Leguf. If you hold like Rabbi Shimon, I understand very well, in order to be chayiv on Shabbos, it has to be lachat tzrich legufa. What's the tzrich legufa of Zareya? Promoting the growth of the plant. Good. What's the tzrich legufa of Kotzer? Tzarech le'etzim. You plan to use, that's what you're cutting. And this is very good. So according to Rabbi Shimon, malach hashino tzrich legufa, you have to have a dual intent. Zomer, tzarech le'etzim. But what about according to Rabbi Yehuda? That you're chayiv even from Malacha she'eino tzrich legufa? It's nisa daraisa, there's a chiv karban. So every act of zomer should be zareya, and by definition kotzer. The reason that you did the ksir was to promote the growth of the plant. You didn't do the ksir because of tzarech le'etzim, because you need the wood. Yeah, that's all motivational issue. That's Malacha she'eino tzrich legufa. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the halacha should be zomer, period, chayim shtayim. So if you look, for example, in the Tosfos Rid, and that's sugi in Shabbos and Gimel Beis, Tosfos writes exactly that. Sorach Leitzim is only Aliva, the Rabbi Shimon. If you all like Rabbi Huda, Zomer Chayiv Shtayim, period. According to Rabbi Shimon, you require Sorach Leitzim. That's the Chiddush of Tosfos Rishon. Mefurish against the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, passes like Rabbi Huda, that Malchus Shinah Srich Lagufa is Chayiv Midaraisa. And the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches Halacha Yudalid is simply writes Zomer Betzorech La'etzim Chayiv Shtayim. Tzorech La'etzim is Nesa even according to Rabbi Huda. Tosus writes the following great finish. When we discuss the Melacha Borer, you pointed out that Chiddush of the Baal HaMor. The Rabbi Shimon always maintains Melacha Srichel Gufa is Potter. But there must be an exception. Because the definition of Lashon Tzrich Lagufa is moving that which is undesirable. That's the definition of Borim. How can you ever have such a malacha? So was the answer of the Baal HaMor. That's the definition of the malacha. So even Rav Shimon agrees, there's no Tur of Inyan Tzrich Lagufa when it comes to Borim. That is the malacha. Borim HaPsoles. Here Tosfos writes the flip side. There are certain cases where although Rabbi Huda maintains Melacha Shina Tzricha Lagufa is Chayim, there are certain cases where the Tzorech is part of the definition of the Melacha. And there the flip side of the Baal HaMor. Then even Rabbi Huda will agree that if it's Eino Tzricha Lagufa, it's Potter. If the motivation is secondary, then Rabbi Yehuda says, the Asiyas HaMalacha will stand on its own. If you're going to tell me that the purpose is somehow built in, Rabbi Yehuda is not going to disagree with that. That's Tosfos' Chiddush. What are examples of a Malacha where your intent, the purpose of the Malacha, is part of its definition? I'll give you an obvious example. Maybe Tikkun Mana. The same act sometimes can be Makabe Patish, sometimes it's not Makabe Patish. What makes it into Gemar Malacha? Obviously, your mindset, no? The same act can sometimes be the Makabe Patish and not. Would you argue, for example, that if a person did that act, and his intent was that this will not be the Gemar Kli. He plans to do other things to it. You're going to say, it's Chayiv Midaraisa for Tikkun Mana. There I would argue that Tikkun Mana, of course, requires that understanding, that intent. You know who says that? That's how Rashi, in Sukkah, and Daf, Lamed Gimel Beis, understands that Sukkah is Sleihot Shana Achrite. Artosus, Ner Daf Ol. What do you mean you don't call it Tikkun Mana if it's Leil Shana Achrite? Why not? So we have the fancy Chiddush of the Rambam or Sameach. It's not called a Psikresha. Or the Aruch, it's a Psikresha of Onechale. Rashi writes, it's very simple. If it's Is Leil Shana Achrite, so therefore, the Nimtza Lo Tikkun Kli. It's not called Tikkun Mana. The only reason it's called Tikkun Mana is because by virtue of your picking these berries, you intended it to be a Tikkun Mana, a Kasher Hadas. Kasher Hadas, you're eating it. You don't want the Hadas, you have this Leil Shana Achrite. If that is not your mindset, that cannot be called an act of Tikkun Mana at all. That's the Rashi's finish. Understand that, Gemara. Tosus writes several other examples. Not Tosus. Not by Nduah Beis and Shabbos. Tosus writes the following. Lo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela binyan zeh. If it's not sorach le'etzim, that is not called kotzer. Forget about malachat tzrich lovein tzrich l'gufa. Kotzer does not mean severing a branch, just cutting. The definition of kotzer is harvesting. If it's not tzrich l'gufa, you haven't done the malacha. Even Rabbi Hud admits to that. If your only intent is to improve the growth of the plant, and you don't need those saplings that you cut, that's not called an act of ktsira. Lo mikre kotzer beitzim ela binyan zeh. That's Tosfos Chiddush. And then Tosfos goes on and gives us a few more examples. It's unbelievable, the Chiddush of Tosfos. The Chain Tosfos says, korei amanas litfor. Wow, that's a great Kiddush. Korei amanas litfor. What could you have argued? I could have argued the following. What's the name of this malacha? I could have argued that the definition of the malacha is korea. Ripping is one of the lamentos malachos. Why does the Mishnah say amanas litfor? Because our sugya, kol makalkim turin. You rip something. How can you say that's a malacha daraisa? So the Mishnah gives you an illustration of korea, which serves a constructive purpose. Korea, amanas litfor. That's it in the Mishkan. Yiriya shnafa bagarna. There was a hole in the yiriya. They used to cut it down to make an even seam in order to resew. So the need of amanas litfor is in order to avoid the makalko problem. Hartosa says no. Lo mikri beitzim kotze binyan zeh. That's the definition of the malacha. And v'chein korea amanas litfor. That means the name of this malacha is korea amanas litfor. Forget about makalko. That's the definition of the malacha. Vashub shan tosus. So Soloveitcher got off in a comment that if it's a case of korea for a very constructive purpose, whatever the purpose may be, that will not be a malacha daraisa unless it is korea amanas litfor. That was the case in the Mishkan. That's the definition of the malacha. And take a look in Bilyan HaShash, and that tells us, Rabbi Kveger is Aram. Rabbi Kveger writes, it's very difficult, let the sugya later on Shabbos and Daf, Kufay Mabez. I should say Kufay Mabez, not Bilyan HaShash. What's Kufay Mabez? That's the case of Koreo Meso. A person rips Kriya. The Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Chayiv midaraisa. That was our mitzvah b'avera case, no? Af bishmachas haShabbos yesterday kriya. What do you mean, Rabbi Kveger writes? Are you doing it for a constructive purpose? Yes, there's a chiyuv kriya. But how can the Gemara say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's a malacha daraisa? What even Tosfos got through saying the definition of the malacha is korea? Amanas litfor. Amanas litfor. If it's Zavid Bimo, there's an Isser Tfira. You're not even allowed to resew it. You can't even say Hacha Mayaskina. But Rabbi Kveger writes, you see apparently from that sugya that the definition is Korea, which is a Malachas Tikkun. For example, Amanas Litfor. But Pashab Shanar Tosa says very differently. The name of this Malach is Korea Amanas Litfor. That's the Bir Halacha discusses in Simin Shin Mem, in the Ramaskal V'chaim. But the Mishnah Berurah assumes the halacha, an act of korea for a constructive purpose, is an issa daraisa, even if it's not amanas litfor. But Boshab Shanar Tosfos is not that way. Definition of malacha. Tosfos gives you another example. Mochek amanas lichtov. It's also a great chiddush. I would have said the same thing. That mochek, generally speaking, is called the kalkel. What constructive purpose does mochek have? So the Mishnah tells you, amanas lichtov. No, Tosfos says, that's the definition of the malacha. Mochek, amanas lichtov. If they wanted to realign the krashim, so they had to label them, let's assume for whatever reason something was not labeled properly, They would scratch off what was written in order to rewrite. Moche, kamenas lichtov. That's the definition of the malacha. Which the Vaychuk often mentioned, the Prima Gadim, that you have a fabulously valuable painting, and your child scribbles on it. So you pay, right, thousands of dollars for a professional to simply erase. That's called Mekalkel. That's a Malachas Tikkun. But it certainly is not Moche Kamenas Lichto. Is that a Malacha Daraisa, Malacha Darabana? That's the Rav would comment. According to Tosis, this is at best Malacha Rabbanan. The name of this malach is Malchei Kamenas Lichtov. Not just simply Mechika B'derech Tikkun. And then Tosus writes, the same is true when it comes to Dishon. What is true of Kotzer, what is true of Korea, what is true of Mochei, Tosus writes is also true of Dishon. What does that mean? That Sarach Lamashke is part of the definition of Dash. Holy Chlibud is not a general tour of Lonechale. Forget about Lonechale. Maybe you hold the secret Lonechale should be Aser. Here, the definition of Dash is Tzarech Lamashke, extraction for use. If it's Holy Chlibud Midaraisa, that is not called the act of Disha. So one possibility, right, is this is Psik Reshul and Echalei. The other possibility is what Tosus writes. That's also what the Ramban writes. Here in our sugya, she did Wetzel's quotes in the Vav Mar Aleph. The Ramban that writes, if something is holy, libud al pidin, that is not called Disha. And here you have a further possible finish. Take a look for tomorrow with the run. Right, in Shabbos, Mem Aleph Amar Aleph Madap Yarif. That's the round that addresses our sugya, the Sochrei Din Hazayosim. If the Mashke is Holich Liibud, how can our Gemara say that it's Asim? What's the problem of Holich Liibud? Maybe the Ran can be read exactly as the Tosus, exactly as the Ramban. The only issue is the Ran starts throwing out Avos and Toldos. Why are Avos and Toldos relevant to our issue of Tzarech Lamashke and Holich Liibud? So take a look at that Ran, then take a look at the Tosos Chaim, at the Chibur of Menachem Zemba, at the Simin Vav of Tess. And also take a look at the Gilin Hashas in the Yerushalmi, right, in the Mishnah in Klal Gadol. And Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, fascinating Chiddush, right? That perhaps this issue, right, is one of the differences between Avos and Toldos. Take a look carefully, right? That those runs, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph and Daf Yarif, that's where the Ran addresses Mamish Ar Sugya. How is it possible that this can be Aser if the Mashke in fact, right, is Holich Liibud? Okay, so Bezer Shemukhechad.